Welcome into another episode of A Pickaxe to Grind. We are recording this on November 29th, so ahead of a game coming up against the Houston Rockets, well after the Nuggets took care of the Los Angeles Clippers the other night. Wow. 113-104. And as you probably heard on the broadcast 4 million times, I watched the game on NBA TV. No Jamal Murray. He's still out. No Nikola Jokic. No Aaron Gordon in this one. And yet the Nuggets were able to come out and get this win. So it was interesting. I was all like ready to go to bed early. I took a couple of extra days off after Thanksgiving. I wasn't feeling well. Got some kind of cold. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go to bed early, get some rest. But I want to watch the Nuggets game, just kind of see how they respond, what it looks like, who's going to get the start. Oh, DeAndre Jordan's going to get the start. All right, I'll tune in. It'll probably not go the way we want it to go, deep into the second, deep into the third. So I'm watching the first quarter of this game, and you could just tell this team had something to prove. And this is what I kind of wanted to focus the podcast on today. Obviously, we'll talk about Reggie Jackson and DeAndre Jordan and their impact in that game and how great they were and what that looks like going forward. But this shows you not just the Nikola Jokic effect, but the championship mentality. This is a team in a hostile environment against the Clippers on the road. You don't have your superstars. So you have every excuse in the world to just kind of have a rough game. But Michael Malone doesn't really buy into that, man. I mean, he wanted to win this game, no question about it. So you're watching this game, and in the first quarter, the Nuggets are down at the end of the first, 28-25. But still, they were in the lead a good chunk of that first. And you're thinking, man, this team is out here with something to prove. You know, it was a dangerous basketball team on, was that Monday night? It was Monday night or something. Yeah, it was Monday night. Got to get my days right here. But you see, you kind of see Reggie Jackson just already inserting himself early in that game. Just pure takeover mode. And I know it's personal. This was like the perfect storm for the Nuggets in that Clippers game. Was you had two guys that were former Clippers that had some great, great days there. Obviously, DeAndre Jordan, what was he, a defensive player of the year, maybe twice? For the Clippers, and Jackson had a great career there. So that was kind of a personal thing for him. But then they're also carrying the pressure of being a championship team. You know, even when our stars are out, we still contributed to this team. Whether we contributed actually in the playoffs or we were just, you know, cheerleaders for this team. For, you know, no disrespect. But that DeAndre Jordan's a locker room guy. That's what he has been for the Nuggets. That's what he was brought on this team for. And that's what he was re-signed for, sticking around. So you have guys looking at this game going, you know what? Superstars are out. So for some of us, this is our old stomping grounds. And we're going to be on NBA TV. It's an opportunity for us to go out there and prove some doubters wrong. And a side note there, this is what Michael Malone and Calvin Booth talked about at the beginning of the season at Nuggets Media Day was, you know, a lot of the questions were, how do you keep that fire? Now that you finally won that championship, you know, you get the chip off your shoulder. You don't really have the underdog mentality anymore. People know about you guys. They're talking about you more on the national side of things. Teams are respecting you. How do you keep that fire going every single game throughout the course of the season? And both Malone and Calvin Booth talked about, hey, there are individuals on this team that have a lot to play for. Specifically, at the time, it was Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray's never been an all-star. Michael Porter Jr.'s never been an all-star. They have those individual accolades they're working for. But to go further into that, you have other guys that have a lot to prove. Reggie Jackson joined the Nuggets late last year and never really got in a groove with this team. He wasn't a part of the real playoff rotation. Obviously, DeAndre Jordan wasn't. He wasn't really a part of the regular season rotation either. So they're looking at this situation. Hey, we're in front of our old fans, national TV, at least on NBA TV, and we have an opportunity to go out here and do something pretty cool. So it's finding those extra ways to motivate. So in that game, Reggie Jackson goes off 35 points, 13 assists, and 5 rebounds for him, 2 steals too. He looked like Kobe Bryant out there, Allen Iverson. I mean, he was making plays left and right. It was a special night for him. And DeAndre Jordan, the same thing. The two-man game that they had going was beautiful. It was a thing of beauty. DeAndre Jordan finished that game with 21 points, 5 assists, and 13 rebounds. And just watching that game and seeing how special those two were, I don't know if they can keep that going. But as I'm seeing, you get this picture, and even in the broadcast, they're talking about it, saying this is a championship team. They're not going to come in here, even with their superstars out, they're not going to lie down for anybody. And it's fine to say that stuff, but even me, a big Nuggets guy, obviously, I'm doing a Nuggets podcast. You still go, okay, but still, you know, they're coming in pretty healthy. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Zubac. I mean, they got their guys. This should be a Clippers win. And I know the Nuggets have had the Clippers number. And I know the Clippers are trying to find themselves. But I think they won 4 out of the last 5 coming into that game. So realistically, I'm thinking there's no way this thing is gonna go much beyond the third before the Clippers start pulling away. And L.A. did get up to like a 12-point lead at one point early in the fourth quarter, but the Nuggets kept battling back. The Nuggets were outscored in the third 32-19, and I thought, uh-oh, maybe this is it. But then they outscored the Clippers 36-16, and obviously primarily because of Reggie Jackson and DeAndre Jordan. There is a mindset now around this team that even when our superstars are out, even if we have to play a different game than we're used to, we have to find a way to still produce. That's on the coaching staff. That's on these players. DeAndre Jordan, completely different guy than Nikola Jokic. DeAndre Jordan is kind of the old school true center. You know, he's going to be good for the pick and roll game, play above the rim, a lot of alley-oops, and it was amazing. I mean, he turned back the clock. He's not the big passer. He's going to be rebounding, and he's going to be scoring, like I said, above the rim, inside the paint. And Reggie Jackson, they found that two-man game. And Joker and Jamal Murray have a beautiful two-man game, but it's much different. There's a lot more options you have in their game because both can shoot, both can handle the ball. Joker, as a center, can handle the ball relatively well. So this was something where Michael Malone and this staff said, hey, we're gonna go out here and give it a shot and just change what we do. And I think that's a testament to Malone and this coaching staff is being creative even when your superstars are out. So the question now is, that was a beautiful night. It was awesome. And I think Michael Malone was asked, I think it was Vic Lombardi asked him, you know, did you find something tonight with this combo that you didn't quite see? Now, Coach Malone skirted past that. He went past it, didn't really bust into it. Because I think deep down, the real truth is, that was a special night. That was a night that you're probably not going to see very often, especially from DeAndre Jordan. I wouldn't be shocked if we see some more Reggie Jackson big games in the future. And I'll get to that in a minute because I owe him an apology. But I'm not going to go in on the, oh, you're going to see another 21-13-5 game from DeAndre Jordan. So when Malone was asked that question, he kind of just moved past it because he sees these guys in practice every single day. I'm sure at some point in scrimmaging each other, the Jackson-Jordan two-man game is something that they're doing. Did the lights go on suddenly and you go, yeah, we could, this, as soon as Murray and Joker need a break, we go to the Jackson-Jordan two-man game? I wish it were that simple. And I hope it is. I hope that's something that we've discovered. But if it is that simple and we actually do see Jackson and Jordan revive their careers a bit together and coming in providing meaningful minutes, then I'm probably going to look back and go, where was that? I mean, why is Jordan even with the Nuggets if he knows he can still play like that, yet wasn't really given those opportunities? He was thought of as more of a locker room guy and more of a support guy. So I'm inclined to think that was just one of those special nights, the perfect storm, a highly motivated Nuggets team with all the chips down, nothing to lose. I mean, people are thinking they're going to lose this game anyway. And they came out, two of those guys, former Clippers, using that to their advantage. And you get a Clippers team that even though they won 4 of their last 5 before that game, they are still very much trying to figure it out. So as much as I want to get on here and say, yeah, there it is. There's the two-man game when Joker and Murray need a break. We've got it. I'm going to be a little cautious. I'm going to be a little bit cautious. But still, it was an amazing time, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope Jordan actually does become a bigger part of this team going forward and a bigger part of the rotation. But, you know, probably not. Now, Reggie Jackson, on the other hand. Let me talk about Reggie Jackson. Everybody loves Reggie, Colorado guy, local guy. When he came to Denver last year, he just didn't really find his spot, and he wasn't in the playoff rotation. So I thought in the offseason, yeah, I'm kind of good on Reggie. He's all right, but I'll be curious to see if, you know, other guys step their game up more and really take some minutes. Will we see a Jalen Pickett, which I know we got some interesting news there. Jalen Pickett, Gillespie, will those guys start to get more minutes? I don't know. That's going to be up to Reggie Jackson. So I kind of thought Reggie was going to phase out, maybe not be a big part of this thing. But he has been that and more. Even before Jamal Murray went down, he certainly had his bad games, but he had his good ones too. And that's kind of what you're seeing with this bench unit right now. You need somebody. They don't have to be consistently throwing up 10, 15 points, but you need to see nights where they come out there and they spark. They provide a spark when the starters need a break. And when Reggie took over as the point guard, when Jamal went down, he had some rough nights in the mix in those games too, but also some really good nights. And I got to tell you, I don't know if we're going to quite see that version of Reggie Jackson that we saw earlier this week again, that version. But man, you get 50% of that, you know, you get 18, 19 points out of that guy once in a while, or maybe once every few games. You're going to take that. He's averaging almost 13 points a game right now. Those are really solid numbers for him, from a guy that I didn't have any expectations for. And this is something where maybe now his confidence is growing once he ends up going back to the bench, which could be, as we speak, the Nuggets will be playing tonight against the Rockets. Jamal Murray is expected perhaps to make his return, if not tonight, very, very soon. You wonder if that confidence level is really going to pick up for Reggie, and he's able to be a really impact guy off the bench, because that's obviously been a weakness for this team. Even when they're fully healthy, the bench questions, very similar to last year, are still rearing their ugly heads. Who is this bench? What happens when Joker goes out? That game felt so good to see them win in the fashion that they did. I think it gave a lot of people hope for, okay, when Joker goes out, or heaven forbid he gets hurt or something or gets ejected, this team is not one of the worst teams in the NBA. I used to say that. Without Joker, you take him off this roster, I don't know that the Nuggets are a playoff team. I still don't know that, because Joker is just that special, and that's the brand of basketball that they play with him, with this passing center mentality. But seeing them be able to transition and led by Reggie Jackson into kind of a completely different attack was really encouraging. You know, if you're on that championship wagon and wondering what it's going to take to do it again, then I think you got to be pretty pumped with what you saw. I don't know if we see that kind of stuff again from DeAndre Jordan. You know, I saw a bunch of tweets on the Jordan thing that was like, is he hurt or something that just keeps him from not being able to play many minutes and not really do it? Did he go all out for one game and that was kind of his Super Bowl? It is probably that. The latter there is probably the going all out, the perfect storm thing. And I hope I'm wrong on that one. But Reggie Jackson, man, I'm telling you, this guy, he has earned a lot of my respect. And I've watched him over the years play great basketball. You know, played for the Thunder early on, played for the Pistons for several years, and then of course the Clippers was his last trip before coming to Denver, where he was a really solid player for Los Angeles. I mean, he was a guy that would get you in his best years. He was averaging close to 17 points a game, and kind of fizzled that final year, 22-23, and then obviously got his shot with the Nuggets and was averaging 8 points a game when he was with them. But now you wonder, a full off season with this team and getting getting that feel for what this group is all about, does he become a rotation guy in the playoffs? Because your regular season is about a couple of things. Obviously, you want to win games and set yourself up for the playoffs and seeding, but it's also trying to figure out what is the playoff rotation going to look like. Obviously, the Nuggets last year would essentially go three guys with Bruce Brown, Christian Brown, and Jeff Green. And that was what it was. And we didn't know if that was actually going to be what the rotation was or not once we got into the playoffs. Now you're wondering, what's that going to look like? Christian Brown, who actually struggled mightily in that Clippers game, but he's kind of come on recently outside of that. Is Julian Strother, the rookie, is he a guy that's going to set himself up to give him more minutes? Zeke Nnaji, we're waiting to see what he can do. Peyton Watson being a young guy. And then now Reggie Jackson. So this next couple of months, once you start getting guys healthy again, seeing what that rotation is going to look like, now with this new sense of confidence from Reggie Jackson, I think is going to be really interesting to see how this works out. So I hope Jamal Murray is back tonight. If not, he should be back probably at some point this week. And Joker, Aaron Gordon, listed as game time decisions. So I would imagine you're going to get pretty healthy very, very soon. And Michael Malone might have a good problem to have. You know, how do you find minutes for guys that are producing, that were producing when Jamal Murray was out? Nuggets are rolling, man. They're 12-6 on the season and looking to get one against the Houston Rockets. And yeah, they're not going to be in the in-season tournament. That was weird and still very confusing, but they're not going to be in it for the rest of the, once they actually go to Vegas or whatever. But that doesn't matter. They got regular season games to win, and we'll be here for it. Thanks for listening. Again, for more of my takes on the sports world, whether it's the Broncos, the CSU Rams, the Buffs, the Nuggets, you name it, we'll talk about it on the whole show. I'm on weekdays 11 to 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Find our podcast at 1310kfka.com, Spotify, all that. Wherever you download your KFKA stuff, you can find it. This has been another edition of A Pickaxe to Grind. Let's go, Nuggets.